You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we find out why a cast iron skillet might be your new favorite tool in the kitchen. Right now, Wisconsin's transportation fund has reached a point where there are more road projects than there is road funding, and this day of reckoning has been a long time in the works. Lawmakers and governors have ignored warning signs and repeatedly put off the toughest decisions. In our final installment in our week-long series on transportation, Sean Johnson reports.
When events repeat themselves, people will sometimes say, it's like Groundhog Day. They're talking about the movie starring Bill Murray. His character famously wakes up to Sonny and Cher on his clock radio.
Then put your little hand in mine.
And he gets anxious when he wakes up the next morning to the same song.
Then put your little hand in mine.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
I don't know what you mean.
Don't mess with me, pork chop.
Murray relives the same events over and over again. Every day is Groundhog Day. It's an apt metaphor for Wisconsin's transportation debate. Back in 2006, for example, Republican Assemblyman Mark Gottlieb chaired a special committee on transportation. It produced a report that explored new ways to fund roads.
Revenues was obviously always going to be the most challenging thing here.
Flash forward to 2013 when Gottlieb was Wisconsin's transportation secretary. He chaired another special committee that produced another report that explored new ways to fund roads.
Transportation fund revenues available over the next decade will be inadequate to preserve the current condition of our network.
2 years later, the legislature's budget committee ordered Gottlieb's DOT to produce yet another report on road funding. Lawmakers also ordered an audit of the DOT. Republican Senator Robert Coles, the audit committee's co-chair, was among those bothered when the audit found major cost overruns for highway projects.
This is a very, I would call, consequential audit that points out a number of problems.
The audit felt new, but in 2003, a similar audit also found cost overruns for highway projects. Coles was frustrated after that audit, too.
Is the agency ever going to get real about what dollars they have and what dollars they can spend if we don't deny them a few dollars? I don't think so.
But the state didn't cut DOT spending. And even when Democratic Governor Jim Doyle used the transportation fund for other bills, he borrowed money to partially repay it. After Republicans took complete control of state government in 2011, Governor Scott Walker attacked the state's reliance on borrowing.
These are no longer options, and their use has only delayed and worsened the difficult decisions we must now make.
But with Walker opposed to tax or fee increases, he borrowed too. And by 2015, debt had gotten high enough that Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was pushing back.
I mean, if we're not going to create any new revenues, maybe we don't have any new bonding. So there's a lot of options in the middle.
The state ended up borrowing $850 million for roads in the last budget. This budget cycle, Walker and Voss are at it again. It all feels familiar, like events are repeating themselves. But in budget debates, as in Groundhog Day, eventually things change.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
Today is tomorrow. It happened.
When Bill Murray's Groundhog Day finally ends, everything works out for the best. But depending on your perspective, Wisconsin's transportation debate may not have a happy ending. Walker's budget would delay and cancel road projects. Some Republicans are calling for tax increases, and debt has hit an all-time high. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sean Johnson joins us now to wrap up this week-long series titled Wisconsin Roads, A Turning Point. Sean is WPR State Capitol Reporter here at WPR. Sean, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you call the place Wisconsin is in now when it comes to transportation funding a day of reckoning. Why is this the crucial moment?
It just feels like we've hit this point where this problem we've seen coming for a long time has arrived. And, you know, we want to do more than we can afford. And that's been the case for a while. We've gotten around it. The legislatures and governors have gotten around it for a while through borrowing. But that borrowing has built up over time. And so we're at this point now where it's kind of put up or shut up time. Is the legislature and the governor going to increase taxes or fees to pay for roads? Or are they going to start cutting road projects? And at least so far, it looks like they're choosing the latter. Governor Walker is starting to delay or cut road projects.
What projects are looking to be cut right now?
You look at one that he, in his budget, decided to cut, and that is an expansion of I-94 west of Milwaukee. It was a contentious project in that neighborhood. I mean, it's not like it was universally beloved, but it is something that the business community in Milwaukee definitely wanted. And traditionally, they've gotten what they want. I mean, a road project like that, when the business community was on board, was a pretty easy sell for Wisconsin governor, especially a governor like Scott Walker with ties to the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce. That's not the case this time. He's decided not to move ahead with that project. We found out this week that they're scrapping plans for an expansion from four lanes to six lanes of I-39, 90-94 from Madison north up to the Dells. That's something that Walker talked about wanting to do when he was running for governor. He's not going to do it. And, you know, those may be the tip of the iceberg here.
And those are some bigger roads. What about, you know, small roads in towns, municipal roads? What are we seeing there?
Yeah, and for part of the series, I looked specifically at some town roads and specifically towns that have had to turn paved roads back into gravel because they can't afford the upfront cost of repaving them.
And before you go on, Sean, have you ever seen that before, a town that turns its paved roads into gravel roads?
I hadn't seen it in Wisconsin before. And I mean, the town that I can tell you, the town that I kind of highlighted in that piece, I visited a couple times because the first time I went up there, there was covered in ice and snow, and I wanted to go back and see it myself. And they turned 12 of their 48 miles of roads from paved roads back to gravel. And it's just a matter of they can't afford to pay for asphalt up front. So if you just look kind of at a micro level at the governor's budget, you'd say, well, towns do well in this budget. He's proposing an 8.5% increase in the amount that the state sends to local governments for transportation aid. So by that measure, they've done okay in this budget. But if you look at the long-term trend for towns, they basically get their money from three sources. You know, this funding from the state that's called shared revenue, that's gone down. Funding from the state for transportation, that has been flat. And then property taxes, which have been frozen under Governor Scott Walker. So they don't have the money. And so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if other towns start following that trend, too.
We're talking with Sean Johnson right now, WPR State Capitol reporter, talking about his week-long series, which we just wrapped up today, called Wisconsin Roads, A Turning Point. And, Sean, let's talk for a moment about the Tommy Thompson years. When Tommy Thompson was governor, by many, this was reckoned to be the golden age of roads in Wisconsin, apparently also by Thompson's reckoning. What did he have to say? You talked to him.
Yeah, he spoke really fondly of his days of building roads. I mean, he talked about Highway 29 specifically as he had kind of a love affair, was his quote, with that road. And you look at Thompson, he's somebody who came from a small town, Elroy, and the roads that he really, the road projects he was really proud of were those big road projects that connected more rural parts of Wisconsin with the rest of the state. He was able to do that because back then Wisconsin had a law that was actually signed by the governor prior to Thompson, Tony Earle, a Democrat. It was gas tax indexing. And this was something that was, you know, we also talked about in the series this week. It increased the gas tax automatically to keep up with inflation. You know, Thompson credits that law. When I asked him, how were you able to do all this building? He said right off the bat, we had gas tax indexing and that let us do it. He knows that some people viewed that as taxation without representation. He understands that, but he said the trade-off is when you don't have that, legislatures don't vote to increase the gas tax, and that's been true, and then you have highway infrastructure that eventually crumbles.
Yeah, those are a couple options on the table, something like the gas tax index. Toll roads have been kicked around a little bit, vehicle registration fees, user fees, all these things. Is any of that likely to come into play now that, as you say, we're at this crunch point when it comes to funding for roads?
You do hear a lot of lawmakers talking about an openness to toll roads in Wisconsin, but it's really out of their hands. I mean, the federal government would have to make changes to allow Wisconsin to add tolls to its roads. So that's sort of a red herring in all this. When it comes to gas taxes and vehicle registration fees, some Republican lawmakers have said they're open to that this session. But the governor has taken such a hard-line stand against it that Republicans would really have to get Democrats on board for that, because they'd almost certainly have to override the governor's veto. And that's something they haven't done in the past and seems unlikely they'd do it. One other option for them is they can take money from the general fund. So that's money that's set aside for schools, for prisons, for health care, for the poor and elderly. that is something they have shown a willingness to do in the past. And it's something that even today, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said he's considering doing in the future.
Well, since we may be at this turning point now, as you say, a day of reckoning, what happens next now that we're at this moment for Wisconsin Roads?
I think a lot of people who have been watching this debate unfold over time, you know, over the last 10, 12 years or so, have been thinking there would come a day where you'd have this really dramatic vote and they would finally take some vote to fund roads. That's the way these things unfolded in the past. I'm not so sure anymore. I mean, I think there's a possibility that the drama is actually happening right now, that we don't realize it, but we've already gotten there. You know, these road projects are already being delayed. And that it's just the beginning of a trend.
Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. You can read and hear all five parts of his series, Wisconsin Roads, a Turning Point, at WPR.org/roads. Coming up after the news, it's Food Friday. And this week, we'll take a look at recipes you can put in your cast iron skillet. I'm Veronica Rickert, and you're listening to Central Time.